baseball. They are off to a good start here now and already at the halfway point of the season at 6-4 here, and a big doubleheader win and a league doubleheader win yesterday up at Colby against the Eagles. And they'll have a little time off here before they go to Cimarron next Tuesday. Here we got a couple of the juniors on the show here, and start off with junior Aaron Reyes. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, really what I've been impressed with you so far here, and you had to maybe came in late last year, but right off the bat you started hitting the ball, and you've been hitting well this year. And what's been clicking for you so far at the plate?
I don't know. I came in late last year, didn't really get many at-bats, but this year I've been connecting with the ball pretty good. I'm kind of proud of myself.
Yeah, you've been. It's been good so far there, and you're pretty much the steady third baseman there as well. And what's that position been like for you?
You know, it's a new position. Mm-hmm. Still learning it a little bit, but, yeah, I'm getting better every day.
Yeah, what are you thinking? You got to react pretty quickly, kind of on that hot corner there. And what's that been like for you?
It's scary at points. you got to read those lips pretty good, but
yeah,
take some weird bounces, so.
Yes, and, you know, when playing in around here and all over the area, it's different in by each field there. And but so do you feel like you've been able to read those pretty well?
Yeah, so far, yeah. I've been getting better, reading them a little quicker.
But how fun was that these last four games you guys have strung together?
Good, they've been fun. We've all been, you know, hitting the ball pretty good, playing as a team. It's been pretty fun.
And pretty good defense as well here. Right?
Yeah.
What are some things you are looking to continue to improve upon?
Definitely my fielding.
All right.
Just getting better at that every day.
Well, I think you've been off to a pretty good start here. Is this your first time on the show?
Yeah, it is.
Wow. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have known that. But, hey, you did a good job, man. It wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it wasn't bad at all.
All right. Well, good luck to you coming up here next Tuesday at Cimarron.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Aaron Reyes, another junior joining us here. It's going to be J.P. Harris, pitcher, catcher, wherever they want to throw him here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right here. I know I mentioned pitcher, catcher. If I missed any other positions for you?
I play third a little bit.
Third, okay. Well, you've had a pretty good year on the mound so far, and pitched pretty good yesterday and came in and got the save in the second game. And what was yesterday like for you guys?
Oh, it was from the mound. It was a little iffy because the wind was blowing in, so it's kind of questionable.
And you know, it's pitcher. It's you see a lot of different umpires. You see a lot of different strike zones. How tough is that, maybe mentally, to adjust to what each umpire likes to call for strike zones?
Well, you got to figure it out in the first inning. If he doesn't like it outside, you got to try to work inside. And sometimes they're just inconsistent, so you never know.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's that way for the other side, so you don't have to feel half as bad, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But where do you think that you have gotten better with this year with your pitching?
I've learned to place my fastball better and use my curveball to my advantage.
Are those your two main pitches then?
Oh, I throw a changeup too, but fastball, curveball is probably right. My main two.
And no knuckleballs yet?
Oh, no. I throw the knuckleball too, but
oh, really?
Just not as often.
You're going to save that for when you need it, right?
Yeah, of course.
And you got to warn your catcher too about that,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, he's got to be ready for that one.
What would you like to see as you move through this second half of the year?
Oh, I just like to hit the ball a little better and keep pitching the way I'm pitching.
All right. Well, things have been working well for you so far here. Guys are now 6-4, and is it nice to kind of have a little time off before you begin that second half stretch?
Oh yeah, it's always good to have time off so you can work back to where you were before constant.
All right. Well, thanks again, JP. Off to a great start here this year, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, junior JP Harris joins us here, and Coach David Dirks now stops by here. And it's been a good stretch here, 4-0 for the Beavers as they are now 6-4. And well, yesterday, Coach, you didn't know for a while there maybe if you're going to play, maybe not. You guys made the trip, and it was well worth it. Doubleheader win and a dominant win first game. Got a little dicey at the end there. Second game got a little close, but I think that was good to see your team, you know, settle down and pick up a game when maybe the momentum was carrying the other team in the end.
Yeah, Colby played pretty well throughout a good majority of even game one. They just had, you know, we got them early and got them late in game one, but they had a little bit of momentum coming out of game two or out of game one that they carried into game two. It was nice to see our team respond to that positively and tie that game up. And then we gave up the lead again and tied again and ultimately, you know, took a nice lead late in the game. And, you know, late they had a little rally, and again, we were able to shut them down. So we did a couple things that we had some opportunities to previously in the season, you know, on some comebacks and stuff where we just didn't quite finish out that comeback. But it was good to see the guys respond well in game two.
Do you guys win that game yesterday if you don't go through maybe some of the other things that happened earlier in the year?
Probably not. Colby, you know, I don't believe they'd won before we'd played them. Mm-hmm. But going back to when we faced them in regionals, they've been a tough team for us. They lost a couple good players from last year's team. But they really did play well once the game got underway. So, I you always want to build to something later in the year. And I think even some of our games that we've lost where we had those comebacks or we didn't allow, you know, to get run ruled or something like that, they actually help us in a close game like that, knowing that, you know, even with two outs or something, we can start a rally and get a win at the end of the game.
Well, you have Brady Welker leadoff spots and first pitch of the game, he takes it yard. That's the ultimate tone setter.
It absolutely is. That's not something you're going to see often or ever, you know, and probably unless you're watching on TV and you get an opportunity to see a lot of games, but in person or, you know, fortunate enough to be coaching in a position like that. So that was a lot of fun, you know, for everybody involved. So maybe just not the pitcher.
Yeah, but, you know, it seems like this team's really starting to kind of – the newcomers on the team especially, do you feel them starting to make that turn in the positive direction here midway through the season?
Absolutely. You know, each game we play, even going back to when we played Spearville and we had talked about that, I think we had 80 plate appearances in our Spearville doubleheader, you know, which was a split. But, you know, that's replacing almost a week's worth of practice just in one long evening. And so in the cold, in the wind, whatever our conditions have been so far this year, we're still getting a lot more out of that than what we can get in even a two-hour practice. So all that's building, you know, to hopefully something – big at the end of the year.
Well, you are at the midway point of the season, and you guys will play at Cimarron next Tuesday. And if my memory serves me right, you guys have never played there at Cimarron, right?
We haven't. We haven't yet. So, you know, we've got it'll be a little bit new for us just to get familiar with the field, and we'll go from there.
Even really next week, it's all new field week for you guys because I think next Friday you go to Dodge.
That's correct, right. Yeah. You'll play Dodge and Garden in Dodge to end our week.
All right, that should be fun there. And once again, it is Coach David Dirks joining us here. Scott City at the midway point, really improving here now, 6-4 on the year, and go to Cimarron next Tuesday. Thanks again, Coach, for the time. Good luck to you guys coming up.
All right, thanks, Adam.